to item number 8 from the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Chief Information Officer, Department of Administrative Services, Information Management Services Division, submitting an informational report regarding the electronic medical record system. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Morning, Madam Chair.
Welcome.
Paula Lucy from the Behavioral Health Division. I just have the opportunity to say thank you to IMSD and the Jostle Group. The EMR investment is moving forward, and we're already seeing great changes in some of our workflow activities, and look for really important things to come forth from this initiative. So, and I want to thank particularly Mr. Lindbergh for his personal attention to this project, and they're really putting a lot of support and eliminating barriers as we find them. So I want to turn it over to them, but I want to make sure to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, I want to give you a very quick update. This is an information-only report for you. We want to come at least every other month or every few months to give you an update as to how this is progressing. The thing I want to mention here, we are doing a little differently from the past implementations we have done, is we realize this is a big change at BHD. So we are taking what we call as an iterative approach. So we are rolling out the solution in phases. We'll take a look at how it's being implemented, how it's being received. We'll change and constantly improve at every phase of what we are implementing. So that way, by the time we complete the EMR system for BHD, it will have both the process improvement and the technology enabled within the business. So we are very excited that the entire business is coming together and completely around this initiative. I want to thank both Ms. Lucy as well as Mr. Lindbergh for helping me out in making this happen. This is a very important initiative. It's a very difficult initiative. But we are working slowly to make this happen and make it happen quickly.
Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions on this item, Supervisor Stemper?
Yes. Thank you, sir. Would you please identify yourself?
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, Supervisor, my name is Sushil Pillai. I'm the Program Manager for the Electronic Medical Records Implementation at Behavioral Health.
Supervisor Stemper-Lippel?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Are you working closely with the staff that are actually going to use the program once it's in place so that they have input right from the beginning? When I first joined the board, we were just, one of the very first things we discussed was the failure of the program that was put in the jail and what a colossal failure that thing was. I mean, it was just a huge mess. And so hopefully we've learned a lot from that experience, and when we're finished, we're going to have a system here that the users are going to find user-friendly and actually be able to be helpful.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, I did the audit for that system, so I'm well aware of the challenges we had there. I think the difference we are doing here is we are bringing select group of users, and it's a cross-section of disciplines. So we're bringing unit clerks, nursing staff, and the whole practitioner group, which is both APNPs or doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists, along with the administrative staff. We're bringing everyone together as we progress through processes within the business. We are undertaking the requirements from them. We are building a system, and we go through multiple levels of validation as we build the system. So that's step one. The step two is this is the group that comes eventually to test the system to make sure it actually meets what they told us. And this is the same group that will come back to help us as we are building the training materials. The training is going to be built in a system so they can use it 24/7 at their convenience. So we are using a cross-sectional, both from a program perspective as well as from a discipline perspective, program being crisis, inpatient, or community-based services. And disciplines being whether it's a doctor or a nurse or a unit clerk. So we are taking both cross sections as we look at this group and making sure we are trying to address a lot of the areas as we roll out the system. Like any large implementation, we anticipate that when we go live with this, we are going to run into some challenges. And that's where the iterative approach comes in. As we run into challenges, we're going to learn from this, make changes real time. And then as we roll out subsequent phases of this implementation, we will incorporate those learnings and become a lot more smarter as we go through multiple phases of implementation.
And I'll add to that. I sit in on the monthly meetings, and I can assure you that the change management aspect is top of mind for this entire group, for Director Lucy, for the program manager, Sushil Pillai, as well as the other senior managers at BHD. People, process, and technology. Technology is going to fix some of it, right? But we've got to make sure we get the processes right. His iterative approach is very good at introducing changes over time and minimizing what we call surprises. Rarely do we like surprises. And so, you know, staff is being exposed to the change now. Major ahas going on with respect to what does this mean with respect to how I do my job and how I use the technology. So I think there's very heightened awareness around it. And I support what they're doing.
If I might, Madam Chair. Supervisor, I think that's a really excellent question. And one of the things I did not say is to thank Jim Kubelcheck for my staff, who's been our lead. But we have been including all levels of staff in the discussions. Often we dread change. I think we have more questions about can we do this now in our organization. People are very excited about it. People actually do see that this will be a great benefit to them in terms of their workflow, communication between various departments in terms of patient care, and also feel that this will be a real way to enhance their productivity and their ability to care for our patients. So thank you for that question, because it's a very important part of what we've been doing.
And when the system is complete, is the information sharing going to be broad-based enough to include, you know, not only the BHD and the jail, but also the community providers as well? Because this was one thing that had come up in our community advisory board meetings, was the, you know, the discussion of, you know, you get these patients or clients that end up in a different setting, and then they have to start all over again trying to analyze, and that's just such a waste of time, and that's not good for the patient either.
Madam Chair, that's a really excellent question as well, Supervisor. We view that the patients that we have in community placement are still our patients, and so we'll be looking at how we can keep in communication with those patients. And also this will give us the opportunity to do a lot of the quality studies that we hope to do, looking both at process as well as outcomes. And so, yes, we'll be able to share information. We have to be careful about HIPAA laws and not compromising people's you know, mental health and physical health security. But I think that this will give us a great opportunity to be a great communication tool.
Okay, and then just my last question. Do you expect to be completed on time and within budget?
A small little question.
We are on phase one of our implementation, and the phase one got moved by about a month because of changes in our redesign of our facility for crisis. But that does not impact what we are doing. As of now, we are well within budget, and with the change in the timeline, we are still within the overall timeline of the project, within the phases.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just want to thank again IMSD's and Cecile's efforts. As you know, BHD is under a lot of change as well, and so sometimes our changes affect how this can roll out and whatnot, but we've been working very well collaboratively to not let one change affect the other change, so it's all rolling forward.
Wonderful. All right. This was an informational report. Are there any further comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none.